Good morning, listeners, and happy holidays. This is Caroline from the City Mission, bringing you the last Faith in Crisis, Serving Your Neighbors in Need radio program. Christmas is in less than a week, and we hope that you're looking forward to all that God has for you in 2018. This is a unique episode because you'll be hearing from a wide range of people this half hour. Today, staff members from around the City Mission will share what the Christmas season means to our work and to the clients we serve. I hope this episode serves as a joyful reminder of the miracle of Christmas, that Christ came to earth as fully God and fully man to seek and save the lost. We'll begin with Justin Ross, who you heard from last week. Justin is our Crossroads Resource Center supervisor, and he works very closely with our male guests as they work toward their education, employment, and housing goals. So he has a unique perspective on how the manger scene relates to the crisis state that so many of our guests come from.
I tell the guys, and have mentioned this in chapel, that Jesus was born into a low-income family, and Mary and Joseph were effectively homeless when they were traveling to Bethlehem, and there was no shelter, so they had to go into what is almost literally an overflow shelter, into a barn, because there wasn't a home or a space for them. There wasn't housing for them in Bethlehem. And that we want to over-spiritualize that, but like when Jesus actually enters into the world, he enters into a crisis center. He enters into those low places, you know, where there's animals and a barn, and it's like there's no, is there food there? I mean, I don't know, you know. And, you know, here's this innkeeper who's sort of, I don't know if he's sort of improv. It's just an improv move. He's like, "We'll come into the manger," but the messiness that Jesus comes into, and we want to make it into this beautiful scene at Christmas. But it's really a very messy situation where they're really kind of out there. And so I want to say that because Jesus is concerned about. He's deeply concerned about people that are at the bottom. You know, that's where he elects to come into the world, is at the bottom. And so he's always present there. He's always present in those places of weakness and brokenness, because that's the best place that he can show that he's actually doing it, that the work is actually God's and not us and what we can kind of produce on our own. So that's what I always hold to at Christmas, is try to remind, like, God is the God of the weak, broken people that don't have a place to go, and that's where he chooses to enter into the world.
My name is Danielle, and I am filling in a temporary position for the holiday season at the front desk, as well as helping with data entry. Taking on this temporary position as a receptionist for the City Mission has been quite an eye-opening experience. You know that there's great need in this city, and always, but when you're on the front lines of it, you really get to experience and see it. And since I've been here, I've been really blessed and gifted with the eyes to see what God wants me to see in this temporary season for myself. And a lot of the times people equate the holidays as super festive and happy and, you know, kids and fa-la-la and all, you know, all those, you know, those typical like Christmas spirit things. But a lot of people equate this time with sadness and brokenness and hurts and reminders of things that they've faced in life or where they've come from. And so the people that come to the City Mission have this great need during this time. And I've learned that it's just a beautiful thing to be part of, just being a beacon of light for these people in the midst of the darkness of the season, and really truly showing them the love of Jesus when especially when Jesus feels so far away and you're not connected, the people here, the staff, the people, the volunteers, everybody that pours into this during this time, it's just really beautiful to watch it come together and really truly be the hands and feet of Jesus. So I'm just really honored and blessed with this opportunity to see this.
Hi, my name is Kim, and I'm the new media intern for the fall. Since my time at the City Mission, I have grown so much, and I have learned quite a bit about myself. I was interviewed as the new media assistant. It was an intern position, and I didn't really have much hope that I would get it because I was at the older spectrum of what they would have been looking for. And it was really a second chance of me trying to find my footing in the career field that I wanted. And since I was older, I really wasn't the actual real case scenario of what they would have been looking for. But since I've been here, I've learned to continue to trust the Lord. I've learned patience. I've become easier on myself and not as hard. And I haven't judged myself so much for my failings and shortcomings. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that I have hope now for the future and where the Lord is leading me. A verse that's really stuck out to me in my time here has been John 10:14-15, which says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Thanks to the City Mission, I have hope in the future, and I trust that God will lead me according to His will.
Caroline here again, just stepping in to say what has especially touched my heart during this Christmas season. My job title is Content Marketing Specialist, which means I get to interact with a lot of you on social media and on our website throughout the Christmas season. Day after day, I have the privilege of seeing what schools, bike clubs, churches, and so many other organizations are doing for our clients all around the city. You're hosting toy drives for children, collecting scarves and gloves for men, and pampering moms and women who have been on the street for some time and need that confidence boost this time of year. The holidays can be a lonely time for our clients whose families are estranged or who might live far away, or they may have cut ties with during their time in our program. But knowing that you're behind us is such an encouragement not only to them, but to our staff. Some days here are hard and they're busy, but every kind note or comment allows me something to share with the rest of our staff and our guests. You want to see change in Cleveland, and you want to see it all done in Christ's name. On the marketing team, it's our privilege to tell the stories of our guests. Sharing about the true transformation that has occurred in a client's life becomes so empowering to them as they recognize that God will use them now in ways that they never expected. And we want you, our supporters, to know that your contributions of any kind make a huge difference. You're not just giving a handout. You're a part of bringing God's kingdom to earth right here in Cleveland. And it's my joy to see that recognition on the faces of our clients as they tell their stories out loud for the first time for the public to see and to hear. This Christmas season, I'm blessed to know that I'm not just part of my story and I'm not just a part of anybody else's story. I'm a part of God's story, one that began in the Garden of Eden and kept building until the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ and culminating with his life, death, and resurrection. The Christmas story continues today, and I'm thankful to be a part of this great cloud of witnesses, not just at the City Mission, but in the greater Cleveland area. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
My name is Patty, and I work in data processing. What really touches me is that we get to communicate with our donors in really special ways, and they send notes to us to tell us to keep you know, fighting the good fight, keep providing food, keep providing, it's just all the wonderful little, that's what I call blessings for me. I think of the young people that give of their time and their talents. I think of, we get collections done from children all the time. They've collected all their money from their piggy banks, or they've collected from their neighbors. You know, they've already got a heart for caring for, just caring for those who are in need, you know, and the partnerships that we have. And it's a, there's a deep connection and a deep feeling that I have from, you know, just processing the gifts every day. You know, from, because our donors just are communicating with us that they support the work. And we can't do the work without them. Absolutely at all. So I'm just grateful to them, and I'm grateful for the people that I work with.
Hi, this is Michael Perry, Chief Development Officer of the City Mission. We say that the purpose of the mission is to provide help and hope to all people through the transforming power of God's love. And there is no greater source of hope than Jesus, whose birth we remember and celebrate this Christmas season. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of the Christ when he wrote, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever." During the season of joy, awe, and wonder, let's thank God for the greatest gift ever given, the gift of hope and salvation that came to earth in the form of a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. I pray that you have a blessed Christmas and a joyous new year.
My name is Joshua Foote, and I'm the Marketing Communication Director at the City Mission. And something God revealed to me through Scripture this Advent season focused on some verses that might be the least Christmassy feeling verses that I've read. It's for the yoke of his burden and the staff of for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian, for every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. I came across these when I was preparing to talk about Isaiah chapter 9 with my sons for a family devotional. And I was just glancing through them before I got to the more common verses, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, that I'm more familiar with. And as I was looking at the verses to just see the original context in the chapter, it occurred to me that it's critical to remember those first two verses, because inasmuch as the verse 6 and 7 describes the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, that came to us in the form of a baby, to understand our own place when Jesus came, we need to get a picture of that verse 4 and 5 and just thinking of the burden that we were under, the oppression that we were under as it was described in the book of Judges for the Israelites, and just the picture of these clothes in the middle of a battle that's just been soiled and causes the person to be stained and unclean and fit for nothing but just to be burned when they're not in use anymore. And into that need, into those people, this baby came to change their life. And as I was looking through it and reading it, I remembered that Jesus teaches that his yoke is easy And that change has happened because of Jesus. And that in Galatians, it says that we will be clothed in Christ. And so I just loved the connection that was there. And it just it brought out so much meaning to the verses, the promise of the Messiah, to understand exactly how badly we needed the Messiah there and so many others. So I hope it's something that's encouraging to others as well.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I have the pleasure and privilege to work here at the City Mission in the Data Processing Department, where I process the monetary donations from our donors. Oftentimes, a donor will write a note of encouragement and thank us for the work that we're doing here. But in all honesty, we couldn't do God's work here without our donors. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of our donors who give faithfully to the City Mission. Merry Christmas and God's blessings to all of you.
My name is Emily, and I work in the development department at the City Mission. So I help assist with fundraising efforts and special events. But this is my first holiday season working at the Mission, and I also got to help with another project that goes on here. We send Christmas cards to over 3,000 incarcerated men and women. And we like those cards to be personalized, so a part of that process is getting the cards out to volunteers for them to write in. So I was helping with that process, getting the cards to volunteers, but in the midst of that, I also had the privilege of writing in some of the cards myself. And as I was thinking about what to write, John 1:14 kept coming to mind. It says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I found myself overwhelmed by the thought that God loves us so much that he willingly came to earth to be near to us. But he didn't just come for me and for you. He came for each and every incarcerated man and woman. He came for the men, women, and children in our programs at the Mission. He came for every human being on earth. And the reality of that truth fills me with hope this holiday season. To see the way people in the community responded to our calls for help in writing these Christmas cards fills me with hope. To know I work for an organization that cares enough to even think to send cards of encouragement to incarcerated men and women around Christmas time really fills me with hope. To see the way our donors faithfully support the Mission in all seasons fills me with hope. And that hope is what fuels the work I do every day. Whether I'm sorting mail or entering data onto a spreadsheet, or whether I'm out in the community at events, just knowing that we have the community support and that we're able to just be ministers of hope to men, women, and children in Cleveland, that's why we do what we do, and that fills me with hope this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Patty. I'm the controller at the Mission. As controller, my responsibilities are to account for and report on the financial activities of the Mission. And this time of year, the word that comes to mind is generosity. From Thanksgiving right on through to the end of the year, we are overflowing with the evidence of the generosity of Clevelanders. People care. And this prompts people to look for ways to be generous. We receive so many gifts this time of year for our clients: clothing, hygiene items, blankets, toys, all kinds of good gifts because of the generosity of Clevelanders. We also receive a chunk of our cash donations during this time. During this season, people bless their friends and families with gifts, and they also share that blessing with us. That makes us, in my eyes, part of their circle of friends and family. We know they could choose to do something else with those dollars, but they choose to bless the Mission and the men, women, and children that we serve. I love to see those gifts of $1 or $2 because you know this is what the person can give. It reminds me of a section of 2 Corinthians I'd like to read. It's verses 12 through 14. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly, and give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Of course, I don't mean your giving should make life easy for others and hard for yourselves. I only mean that there should be some equality. Right now, you have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. In this way, things will be equal. We have such eager givers, people who give according to what they have, and it means so much to us. We honor and value each donation, each dollar that people give to the work of the mission. Our clients do not go without, because Clevelanders always step up and meet their needs. We couldn't be more thankful for the generosity of Clevelanders.
Well, I'm Bob Yole. I've been here at the mission for 13 years. I'm the facility manager, and today I'd just like to share a few of my comments on the holiday season at the City Mission, and what the men are going through, and what I perceive, and what I see, and what I witness as I minister to these men daily in my life. What a joy it is to be used by God here, as each of us can contest at the mission, to be used by Him to bring joy and hope into these men, women, and children's lives. Today I had a Bible study at 6 o'clock a.m. this morning with the men, and as I do daily for 13 years I've done, and it's just a joy to be able to sit down with men and talk about their lives and how God's working in their lives. And one man this week really shared something that touched my life. He just came out of prison last week, and he did 5 years in prison. He's still not home with his family and his children, but he just shared with us about the joy of being able to share Christmas with us this year in this circle and with the men that are at the mission and the staff. It's just such a great leap from where he's been for 5 years and with no joy or hope or anything in the darkness that he was in prison. And he says, you know, this year is a great time for me, but I know next year is going to even be better. So I just look forward to that, but I'm going to enjoy the season as it is right now. You know, as it says in John 20, Thomas was he was a doubter, and I consider myself, that's where I was in my life too, as a doubter about Jesus. And then when Jesus came to speak to Thomas, and he came into a locked room, and he said, "Peace be with you," you know, he wanted Thomas to stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And I think that's our greatest achievement here, is to hear these men say, "My Lord and my God," and receive Him and grasp on to His goodness in their lives. And so the best thing that they could receive this holiday season is Jesus' presence in their lives, and to believe, you know. You know, Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And so these men, some of them come in here very hurt and overburdened with much pain and suffering in their lives. And it's just such a great joy for each one of us here at the mission to witness them as they come out of the darkness and start to see the light, which is Jesus Christ. And as they do that, great things start to happen in their lives. We see families reconcile. We see job opportunities open up. We see housing open up. We just see great things happen in their lives. And so we just pray this at this time of year, as these men go through it, that they can put their hope and faith and joy into Jesus got something better for them. and that he can open up and reconcile any relationship in their families, in their jobs, just anything, in their homes. A lot of them have lost almost everything in their life. And you know what? Sometimes I believe Christ has to take away some of our stuff, maybe even some of the stuff that we find under our Christmas trees, so that he can fill that void in our lives. And so that's my prayer this day, that these men's hearts are filled with Jesus' presence, and that the voids in their lives are filled with great things, not material things, but only the things that Jesus can bring into their lives. So I'm just blessed to be here and be a part of this ministry. And I just continue to ask you for your prayers and your support, and what a joy it is to watch what Christ is doing.
Thanks to everyone on the City Mission staff for sharing encouragement for this season. That's all we have for our Faith in Crisis show in 2017. I know the holidays aren't an easy time for everyone, but I pray that this episode was a great encouragement to those looking for hope in this season. No matter what the holidays hold, we can be assured that Christ, Emmanuel, has come and that he is with us through all trial. We are grateful to our listeners, grateful to the employees that shared their perspectives on homelessness, and grateful that God has given the City Mission the privilege of carrying out his work of caring for the poor and in crisis. If you'd like to learn more about the City Mission, you can head to www.thecitymission.org, and you can also listen to past episodes of Faith in Crisis on www.thecitymission.org/blog. We pray that each and every one of you has a Merry Christmas and that you can look ahead to the new year with hope. God bless. This has been Faith in Crisis, Serving Your Neighbors in Need, a program produced by the City Mission.